Hello, good morning. I'm Regina Sworn. Welcome back to another episode of Regina Sworn audio series. I wish to do a very in-depth talk with you this Wednesday morning. It won't be very long, guys. It's going to be a few minutes, but it's in-depth. My 2 a.m. prayer. Yeah, I have really deep conversations in the morning time and my 2 a.m. prayer, and I want to speak with you guys about this morning. You can contact me at ReginaSworn@yahoo.com. Business, guys. If it's business, it's all cool. Visit my official website, ReginaSworn.com. You know, sometimes we forget the important things in life. We reach for all the big things, but we forget about the little, small things that we would not think about unless we were sick, or if we were dying, or if you get a disease that's life-threatening. Then you think of all the important things in life. Like being able to bathe yourself, like being able to feed yourself, like being able to clean your house, your room, your apartment, your home, to drive yourself to work, places that you need to go. We forget about those little things right there, which are the big things, really. Every single day of our lives, we are living to getting closer to the end of our lives. So what are we doing? What are we doing as individuals to prepare ourselves? Some may believe in the next life, some may not believe in the next life. I so happen to believe in another life. I do. That's me. But what are we doing? Are we letting every day go by? Are we, and this is not to knock any of you guys on social media, because I know there's a lot of you out there, and I have nothing against that at all. But what are we doing? Are we spending our time idling our time away every second we got on social media or in places that we don't have no business? Not just social media. So your social media could be at a friend's house all day long, sitting around talking. Or your social media could be at the mall. It could be anything, guys. I wanted to have this in-depth talk with you because we never know what tomorrow is going to bring for us. None of us knows that. None of us. And it's so important today to, I often say, pray. Prayer is very important to me. It's very important to me to pray. Be mindful of the little things for a change. I mean, very mindful, because if you cannot do those little things, which if you are not able to do those little things, they become the bigger things in your life. I look at friends who have lost parts of their body parts, you know, amputation, and I look at some people who has cancer. I look at some of my family members who had cancer and who could not do for themselves and had to depend on other people. When you have to depend on other people, that's a bad place to be in. And you had better have someone around you that cares if you are in that position. So look at the bigger picture for a change. And I'm not saying anybody is going to get sick. I don't want anybody to get sick. I pray that you don't. But start looking at the bigger picture in life, and you will start focusing your time more on the bigger picture and the bigger things in life. What I mean by that, you will start going out and witnessing, going out and doing things at your hospitals, going out and giving to the homeless shelters. I mean, make this a part of your life. Gabriel and I was just doing this for like the holidays or on certain weekends, but now we've started, we're starting something that where it was so successful, and November. It was so successful in November that we decided to start doing something every single day. Every single day. I don't care if it's not anything but just going out, have something scheduled where we go and just take food. Now, we're not going to put this on social media. This is the first time, maybe the last time you hear about this. But we decided that we're going to do that and do something to witness to people. Because again, all I got is my song, guys. And I can't speak. I give my testimony and people are like, oh, you're preaching. I'm like, no, guys, I'm not preaching. But I'm just giving my testimony and I thank God for my testimony. And so we decided to go every single day, 7 days a week, and do something. Sometimes we may not always be in Tennessee. We may not always be in Georgia. We may not always be in one place or the other. One day we may just pick up and say, let's go here. Let's travel to Canada. Let's travel to California. Wherever God sends us. And it's going to be with much fasting and much praying. Because whatever you do, you got to do it with much fasting and praying. Because you come against a lot of different spirits. You come against a lot of different sick people. You come against a lot of people who are jealous of you. Yeah, there goes the jealousy word. I had to throw that one out there. So you come against a lot of spirits. So it's good to be fasted up, prayed up, whichever order you want to put that in. I don't care. But of one mind. And that's my New Year's resolution, is to do that. Mindful of the little things, which is the bigger things. I don't want to wait till the little things happen. I want to get out now and witness to souls. And we could be, I'm thinking about back in November when we were out doing the homeless shelter thing, when we served food to hundreds of people. And we didn't serve that many people, but it was a lot of people. There was other people that was helping us, but we supplied the food. His family did anyway. And this was during Thanksgiving when everybody was with their families. We were out and about as God had led us. So I want to be able to witness at each and every place that we go to. You know, a lot of times people say, can you sing a song? Sure. Can you play your guitar? Sure. And I got a ukulele that I play now. Gabriel bought this for me. And it's just, I make up songs with that. Most of my songs are acoustic now. You guys remember me singing back in the day with piano and all of that. Now I sing with guitar, basically guitar, acoustic. So I just wanted to come to you this morning, just let you know to focus on the small things, the little things. Give God for praises for the little things in your life. Because to be able to get up and do things for yourself, to be able to get up and to be able to shower, to be able to get up and to be able to feed yourself, to drive yourself, those are important things, guys. And you don't notice that unless you don't have them anymore. Spend less time idling your time away. And I'm not going to tell anybody to stay off of Facebook or stay off of YouTube or whatever. Just spend less time. Give less time to things where you idle away your time. I find myself idling my time away when I get on these social media sites. That's me, though, not you. Focus on the little things and making life a better place for others. And the Lord will bless you. I'm Regina Swain. Thank you so much for joining me for this very short message. You can contact me at reginaswain@yahoo.com. Visit me at reginaswain.com. Thank you, guys. I'm sorry. Have a great day. Goodbye.